That's quite a few people arrived today from Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Tayyibah. Now if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had not made this arrangement for us to convey our salat and salam through the angels to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as we are reading also our salat and salam is being conveyed. If we had not made this arrangement, how sad and grieved we would have felt that so many people are able to go there and present themselves and then make salat salam. Now what about us if we cannot manage to make it to Madina Tayyibah? So this is a consolation for us. And with yaqeen, we must have yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala has got this arrangement that salat and salam is being conveyed. There's no question of the parcel going lost. They said the delivery, we don't know where the parcel went. It was dispatched to Cape Town, dispatched to London, but there's no sign of it. There's no such thing. Or there's some mix-up in the telephone lines or in the connections. Definitely, most certainly, with yaqeen, your salat and salam is being conveyed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to it. Of course, it depends with what sincerity we read it. So Ramadan Sharif, we are still in this Mubarak month. Let us read with muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Salat and salam. For if the moon is sighted, then this may be the last of the 40 durood and salam in the month of Ramadan for this year. Then we will have to wait. We don't know whether there will be another month of Ramadan for us or not. This doesn't... So let us read with muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And after the month of Ramadan also, we should make it our habit. Besides a bit of Quran Sharif recitation, try and read at least this 40 durood salam. Or read at least a minimum of 10 times a day. 10 times 10, you'll get the sawab of 100 times. That is minimum for those people who lack love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they are so occupied they don't have the time to send 100 times salat and salam. Read a short durood salam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shortest one. How long will that take? Just a few minutes. We are traveling up and down in our cars. And who is going to be the beneficiary of the durood and salam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in need of it. After Allah, He is the greatest. And we cannot enter Jannat without His shafaat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are reading salat and salam. It is a hadiya to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not that He is in need of it. And we again get the benefit. 10 times, 10 neki. Allah Ta'ala gives 10 neki, forgives 10 sins, elevates 10 times status, darajat. And then all the virtues, read in Fazail Durood. So this is a Mubarak time. Should not think that now we'll be searching for the moon just now, so finished Ramadan is over. We are still in Ramadan. And who knows? When does a person get his payment? He gets his payment after he completes his work. Person gets payment, his check. At the end of the month, we say he's going to get his check. So what does he wait for at the end of the month? A check. So there's excitement, there's happiness. There will be payment now, there will be reward. So for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we read it. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised rewards. In fact, therefore, regarding fasting, said, Man sama ramadana imanu, the person who fasts with iman, wa ihtisaban, that is hopeful of reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Wa man qama رمضان ایمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. So you can see Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the person has got hope also of reward in the akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what rewards He will give. And the person who stands in Laylatul Qadr with iman and hope of reward. So for weak ones like us, there's nothing wrong. In fact, it's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has taught us, must ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus. Must ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for ni'mats of Jannat. And must pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even if it is a shoestring that has snapped. So somebody made a joke of it. One alim gave one bayan one place. He said that even if your shoestring snaps, must ask Allah Ta'ala. So somebody in the congregation who's had some worms in his brains. So he said, how can that be? A hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Shoestring must ask from Allah Ta'ala. Small thing like that. You think Allah Ta'ala hasn't got, this way his words, you think Allah Ta'ala hasn't got any other job to do? Provide shoestrings. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. That person doesn't even realize when making such kind of statement that what has happened to his iman, it's gone. To Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether He gives the person 1 ton of gold or whether He gives him a shoestring, it means nothing. All the oil wells of the world, who gave them? All the gold, silver, diamond, uranium, platinum that is available, who is the one that has given all that? So in our sight, that is something very great, that is a person has got so much of gold, he's got so much of silver, he's got so much of platinum and uranium and diamonds and gems. To us, that person has got so much. To Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the whole world, the whole universe and everything that it contains, not even like the wing of a mosquito. Not even that. That is what dunya is in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing. So what it means there is that your small hajat, your small needs or your big needs, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. I mean, don't lose hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether it is your small need or big need, turn towards Him. It doesn't mean that now you ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for shoestring and then sit down and wait and some shoestring will fall from the heavens. Go to the shop, purchase another shoestring. What it means is that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had not provided the means, then that person would not have been even able to purchase that shoestring. That shoestring is a very simple thing. But if you go to a shop which sells shoestrings, and go and tell that person in the shop wherever they sell shoestrings, that you're charging for shoestrings. Go and see, say I want 1 dozen shoestrings, or 1 pair of shoestrings for my Reebok. So there's a long string. So he says, what about the, it's going to be so much for the shoestring. So try it out, go to the shop and tell him. Shoestring you're charging, small thing like that. Allah Ta'ala is giving gold, silver, uranium, platinum and you're charging for shoestring there. Why is he paying for the shoestring there? So then, why should he say that? Shoestring also must ask from Allah Ta'ala. So who gave that money to go and purchase the shoestring? Even though it may be 50 cents or 1 rand or 2 rand, whatever it is, but where did that come from to purchase that? So whether your need is small need or big need, for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is neither small nor big, nothing. In our sight is either big or small. Hamari nazar mein bahut badi cheez hai aur bahut choti cheez hai. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for Him there is no big and no small. What we ask of Him, if He gives the entire mankind and jinn kind, everything that they seek, then too it won't reduce from His treasures to the equivalent of 1 drop from the ocean. Nothing. Not even the drop from the ocean, if you have to dip a needle in the ocean and take it off. Just that wetness that is on that needle, even that much will not be reduced from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. Ah, whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's treasures are. So he said you must seek from Him, irrespective of what kind of need. Ask Him, make dua, and then make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. But make dua to Allah Ta'ala, fulfill all our needs, all our wishes. which are good. So when we're reading Durood and Salam, then at that time we must picture ourselves as the Rauza Mubarak, or at least that the angels are carrying it. The speediest of all transport, speediest of all communication. Angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And no bill will also come that you made use of this transport, or you made use of this technology, this communication. Millions and millions and millions of angels, billions of angels. And Allah Ta'ala put them at our service. My servants, you want to send salat salam on my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anytime. You don't even need wuzu for it. Send your packaging, send your parcels. And I will have it conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore I have made this intizam and arrangement that his ummatis can send as much salat and salam. And every time they will send, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will reply. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replies to the salam. How we say that the letter arrived or reached that person and then he sent a reply. So we write from here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And from that side, the person replies in the letter, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Now imagine if the person is getting 100 times a day, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And someone is getting 1,000 times a day, and somebody is getting 20,000 times a day, and there have been awliya in the ummah who read 120,000 times. We will say where they found the time. Because we are looking at our time. There's no barakat in our time. Before we even start the day, it's over. And there was so much of barakat in their time, that with all that they used to read nafil namaz too, and they used to go out and earn their livelihood also, and they used to fulfill the needs and requirements and obligations and duties, everything that was on their shoulders, yet they had the time to read it. Now imagine a person receiving so much times, reply, reply, reply. From whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we have these type of things in our minds and then we read, then there's an enjoyment in it. That I am reading, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying.
Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا 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 الله. محمد رسول الله. الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, if the moon is going to be sighted, that will be the end of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, you sent this honored, respected, dignified guest to us. Oh my beloved Allah, we fail to show hospitality to this Mubarak guest. In the month of Ramadan, day and night we indulge in the same sins and vices and evils that we engage in outside Ramadan. We haven't been able to do justice to this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We did not do justice to the fasting in this Mubarak month. How much of our time was wasted in vain, idle talk, vain actions and deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of our time was wasted not only in vain actions, but in sinful actions. Mere pyare Allah, how much of ghibat we made in this month. How much of evil glances were cast. How much of haram was heard with our ears. How much of haram was spoken with our tongues. How much of haram was touched with our hands. How much of haram places our feet walked. Oh my beloved Allah, we did not do justice to this Mubarak month. But oh my beloved Allah, this part of the day in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, when we are almost on the eve of Eid, if the moon is sighted, my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all our weakness, our shortcomings, our sins, our faults, our errors. Oh my beloved Allah, no matter what we may have done, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Ghafoorur Rahim, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, forgive all our shortcomings. Forgive all our errors. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the fast that we kept. Ay mere pyare Allah, accept the tilawat of the Quran Sharif which we made. Accept the zikr that we made. Accept our taraweeh. Accept our charities. Accept our zakat. Ay Allah, jo bhi ibadat ki usko qubool farma le. Mere Allah, qubool farma le. Accept it, O my beloved Allah. Teri shan-e rahimi aur kareemi ka mamla farma. O my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O my beloved Allah, we do not know whether we will be able to see another Ramadan. How many of our parents, brothers, sisters, so many who were living last year, they were not afforded the opportunity of seeing this year, Ramadan. Ya Allah, we too do not know what will be our condition. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you that this part of the day, when we are coming very close to iftar time, and it could be the last of the fast, Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Fill our hearts with the noor of this Mubarak month. Fill our hearts with the noor of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, remove the darkness that has engulfed our hearts. The darkness of sins, the darkness of evil, the darkness, O my beloved Allah, of temptations and desires, which are haram desires. O my beloved Allah, remove the darkness from our heart. Light up our hearts with the noor of Iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Yaqeen. O my beloved Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of Tilawat, Zikr, Ibadat. Bless us with your Ma'rifat. Bless us with your Muhabbat. Bless us with your love, O my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much of your love, so much of your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that you are pleased with, and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with, and to distance ourselves from everything that you and your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. Ya Allah, the shaitans which were chained will be opened. Oh my beloved Allah, we could not even fight our nafs in this Mubarak month. When the shayateen are going to be opened, how are we going to fight nafs and shaitan? My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are our enemies. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Protect us from all haram actions and deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Bless our children, our wives, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or the goodness of akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes which we have missed, to give the zakat which we have not paid, to keep the fast which we have made qaza, to go for hajj if it is farz, and to fulfill the rights of everyone, rights of our parents, our children, our wives. Ya Allah, the rights of each and every one in your creation. Oh my beloved Allah, this very part of the day, whilst we are preparing for our iftar, Ya Allah, so comfortably we are seated. Ha, by Allah. In Fallujah, Palestine, in Afghanistan, other parts of Iraq, in so many other parts of the world, Ya Allah, bombs are raining upon the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Masajid are being bombed. Innocent women, children, men, Ya Allah, lives are being taken. Ya Allah, so many are languishing in prisons. Oh my beloved Allah, create the conditions of release for those who are in prison for no other reason except that they were taking your Mubarak name. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of the Ummah. It's not difficult for you, oh my Allah. Everything is with your decision and with your will. We know that we are suffering because of the excessive amount of sins that we are committing. Oh Allah, the nations of the past, when they committed those sins which we are indulging in, you destroyed them totally, completely. Ya Allah, because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, you have protected us and saved us from complete destruction. But Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he shed for this ummah. Day and night he cried for us. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials, the tests, the tribulations of the ummah. Ya Allah, assist them and help them. Ya Allah, unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But if they have become obstinate and they've made up their minds to continue with the persecution and torture, then, oh Allah, shake them like you shook the earth and so forth. Send gale force winds against them. Send cyclones against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day, whether we like it or not. The angel of death is going to extract from every limb and every part of our body the soul that is keeping us moving all the time. Ya Allah, before that day comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from all sins. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel of death strike, oh my Allah, in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling, in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us, O my Allah, with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. O my beloved Allah, but if it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه